Vayuvay Moshe Aaron, the first piece. Vayuvay Moshe Aaron al Paroi. 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 The pasuk it says, "Eibush tell Moshe Rabbeinu Azay boyel paroi ki ani echbadit yasli boy veslev avudav l'man shisi oisoy say eilu bekir boy." Come to paroi, why? Because I was machbid. It made his heart hard. Thought I should be able to bring my oisoyis kir boy. The man to sape boz nebinu nebinu chweis eshe salati b'mitzrayim. The Ebishti doesn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu what to tell Paroi. He just tells him, come to Paroi. Why? Because I want to bring, I hardened his heart in order to bring upon him the oisos that I want to do. And he should be able to be mesaper, be able to tell over the story to your children and your grandchildren. So what happens? Moshe Aharon come to Paroi and they tell him Azoi. They tell him Koyom Hashem and the Keyo Ibrim Ad Musai Me Anto Leunos Me Punish Alechami. Send them out, because if you don't send them out, Hinini Mevi Muchar Arba Big Vilecho. I'm going to bring Arba tomorrow. He's going to say Naoret Vechule Vechule. So Meshloich has a stark and shyly, he says. Where did the Ebrister tell Moshe Rabbeinu which mark he's going to bring? He didn't tell him anything. All he told him was to come to Paroi. He didn't tell him which mark is going to happen. All the previous markers in Parshas Ve'eira, every single time the Ebrister tells Moshe Rabbeinu exactly what's going to happen and exactly what he should tell Paroi, and that's what he tells Paroi. Over here, the Ebrister doesn't tell anything to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he, on his own account, tells Paroi, tomorrow you can have Arba Bigvulech. Molu Vatecho, Vatikol Avadecho, Vatikol Mitzrayim, Ashalero Avisech, Vavoisech, Vasech, Mioim, Mioisim, Aladom, Adoyim, Azeh. So how did the Moshe Rabbeinu know that it's going to be Makas Arba? That's the Shaila that the Meir Shaloyach has. Look at the Meir Shaloyach. The English Haven Moshe Lahasris, the Paroi, Moshe Rabbeinu understood to warn Paroi al Makas Arba. He was never told that he should warn the Yidden, he should warn Mitzrayim, Paroi and Mitzrayim on Arba. So how did Moshe Rabbeinu understand that? Rak haven mimamer Hashem Yizbarach sho'om aloi leimor lefaroi l'ma'an shisi yoysoi sayele b'kirboi u'l'ma'an tesape v'chulei. He understood it from these words that the Ebrister told Moshe Rabbeinu. L'ma'an shisi yoysoi sayele b'kirboi. From those words, he understood it's Makas Arba, because this is the first time the Ebrei tells Moshe Rabbeinu this concept. And you should be able to tell it over to your children and your grandchildren. Let's do the first part. The Ebrei was Medayik and he told Moshe Rabbeinu, I shall place these oisois, Bekirboy, amongst him. What does it mean, Bekirboy? Mash omalosh and Bekirboy. Hainu mehem atzmo. Then, from them themselves. Bekirboy means that the moifis, the ois, the maka that they're going to have right now, is going to be a maka that's going to be within themselves. K'moshenemar v'sechsachti mitzrayim, v'sechsachti mitzrayim, v'mitzrayim. The Novi Yishai says, I'm going to make that the mitzrayim are going to fight around with Mitzrayim. They're going to fight around with each other. Mitzrayim with Mitzrayim are going to fight around. Hainu shehem atzmo miyilochem buzeh buzeh. Buzeh pinish asher salalti b'mitzrayim. That's the pshat asher salalti. What does asher salalti mean? Salalti means zersi hafle v'felle sheloi kederech hateva. Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, were known to have a gewaldike achdus. They were together. Not for good things. The bad things, but they were moridik and mu'uchid. They were together. And the Ebrister said that this makkah is going to be a makkah that's going to be mesachsich. It's going to make them fight within each other. It's going to bring fights amongst them themselves. Shehem asam rilachamu zeh bezeh, and he calls it hafla v'felesh lo kederech hateva. It was something that wasn't even, it wasn't even understood. People couldn't even fathom that such a thing is possible to bring the Mitzrayim within themselves are going to fight. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that from the word Bekirboy. That Bekirboy means that amongst them themselves there's going to be a market that's going to make them fight amongst themselves.
Who says they had Achdus vision by themselves?
Siaki writes that. Siaki writes that.
It's somewhere else.
Yeah. Then the Siaki writes in the stickle over here. I'll tell you exactly what he writes.
Oh, he's saying he had special Achdus. Who says?
Not that actors, but
well, he was said that. He said, yeah.
Also, Kobe was all against not letting Vietnam out. They were all masking until Marcus Bukharis did four.
Just see the Medibus Yankee, he writes it over here. Okay, I'll look. I'm going to look soon. It's over here somewhere.
No, I was just wondering where you got
it. It could be Nussi.
Yeah.
See, it's a Ken Zion that they were all together. They wanted to send the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. That was the
Also true, yeah. And now,
and this Maka, they
Here we go.
Yes,
sir.
That's also true, but Bessyankiv says even more. Bessyankiv says even more. Okay, I'm going to take a look in a minute.
Yeah.
This week. Look in a minute. But why did it work?
Listen, from the fact that the Pasuk Yishai says "B'sechasachti Mitzrayim b'Mitzrayim," it means that it was a chiddush that the Eibush is going to make the Mitzrayim a fight amongst themselves. From the Pasuk itself, you see that Mitzrayim was a zov mochid, and the Eibush made they're going to be mesuchzich; they're going to fight around amongst themselves. That's the first part.
The second
thing the Eibush told him, the second thing the Eibush said was, "The man to saper, ba'oz nebincho ben bincho." In order that you should be able to tell the story to your children and to your grandchildren, which is also interesting lashon, bincha ven bincha. Not only you can tell to your children, you can tell to your grandchildren as well. And Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering what's the pshat that the Eibush tells them that the tachlis over here is you should be able to tell it to your children and to your grandchildren. What's the pshat in that? So. The emphasis is that before we go by it, there's a word from the Bible. I imagine you must have heard it from the Rebbe Shechem Brach used to say a gewaltig word over here also. He used to say, "Get a kasha. What's the pshat?" The Eved told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Lamad the sape beoz nebincha ben bincha." Eved says, "It's a shayis v'mitzray." What's the pshat? Bincha or ben bincha? Why can't it be that the father tells the son, and that son tells for his son? Why does the grandfather have to get involved in the ainikles, chinuch? The father tells for his son, and the son that learned that heard it from his father tells it to his son as well. Every door tells it to the next door. Why would the Eved madgish lematasape beoz nebincho uben bincho? What's the pshat? So he said, the Rebbe Chavruch, so he say. State by Maimon Har Sinai, it says over there, "Vaydatam levonecho v'levnei vonecho yoyim asher amadato levnei Hashem olikecha b'choyrif." It's one of the schiros that we say every day. If they remember Maimon Har Sinai, "Vaydatam levonecho v'levnei vonecho," you should tell your children and your grandchildren. Same child over there also. Why did the Eibush tell the Yidden, "Vaydatam levonecho v'levnei vonecho"? And those children will tell to their children. Every door is will be mechanic their children. The Rebbe Chavruch used to say that the Teretz is in the pasuk itself. What's roway necho? That since the Zayde, they saw something with their own eyes. The father will teach their children. That's going to be a bechinah of shmir. Children, when they give it over to their children, it's something that they heard. Like, I heard from the tata, I heard from my father, kach v'kach v'kach. I'm telling you what I heard from him. But that's already shmir. G'doy l'ri'im shmir, seeing something is much more powerful than hearing. The Zayda saw something with his own eyes, he gives it over, he gave over Maimon HaSinai on a much higher level, on a much stronger level, on a much deeper level. was something that he saw b'chush, he saw with his own eyes, he was there, by Mar Min HaSinai, that's only something that he could give over to his Einikach as well. Because if the father gives over to his children, it will only be b'chin of Shmir. So Moshe Rabbeinu over said, the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu, matasapet b'oz nevincho ben bincho, Eis HaShem Salalti ben Mitzrayim. This nekuda of bincho ben bincho, this nekuda that the Yitzias Mitzrayim, the whole shtalshlus of Yitzias Mitzrayim is something that you're going to have to give over to your Einikach as well. Because it's something that this Dor saw with their own eyes, and they'll be able to give it over to their Einiklich. The Rebbe's going to always say it over in the Geya. Zaydis have to give over to their Einiklich, Zachan that they saw with their own eyes. He spoke about the Dor from before the Melchama, obviously. The Chulei, the Chulei. But the Meshulorich will be here, and the Besyankiv is Marchiv even more. He has a different Mahalach over here, and he says like this. He says, and Moshe Rabbeinu understood, from Bincho, Ben Bincho, he understood, and talking about Makas Arba, why? Because you find, later on, also you find, when Moshe Rabbeinu told Pari about Makas Arba, he told him, Umolu v'techo v'techo l'avadecho, v'vote kol Mitzrayim, ashaloiro v'avisecho v'avois avisecho. What your fathers and your forefathers didn't see. Right, and Moshe Rabbeinu referred to three daughters, three generations, by Pari as well. Side the Abishah told Moshe Rabbeinu three generations by him, by the Eden. And Side the Abishah told three generations by Mitzrayim, by Pari and the Mitzrayim. With the Meir Shaloyach, that we see over here, that the Makkah that's going to happen now is a Makkah that has a Shaychus to three daughters. Not just the generation, but the Shaykh is to Bincho ben Bincho. And Sabe Paro, he says, Ashaloiro avisecha vavois avisecha. He says like this. In Chazal, it's written, in Medrash, it's written, every single Makkah was not only a Makkah on Mitzrayim, it was a chizik for Klal Yisrael. It's called Noguf Virofui. That's the Lashon Medrash. It was a Magetha for Mitzrayim, and Bebas Achas, at the same time, it was a refuah for the Eden. Any midah that the Makkah came to bash the Koyach HaKlipe of Mitzrayim, it was Machazik the Koyach HaKedusha of Klal Yisrael. There's 10 midas, connected to 10 Svidas. Every midah was Machlish, made weaker. The Klipe, the marshal of the midah of Malchus. Malchus the Kedusha and Malchus the Klipe. It was Machlish the Malchus the Klipe, and it was Machazik Malchus the Kedusha. And so invite every single Makkah. So Makkah's Arbe. In Arbe, you have two Nekudas. You have the Nekuda that Arba is mafsid, it wipes everything clear. Then you have the other Nekuda that Makas Arba is a koyach of Achdus. The Meshloyah is going to write in a minute. Makas Arba is a koyach of Achdus. They're very mu'uchid, they're very together. Because the only power that Arba has, that they're all together. They all go together in one shot. The Mele, for Claudius, for Mitzrayim, for the Egyptians, it was a Makkah. It was mafzid, it ruined everything. And for the Yidden, it was a koyach of ichud, a koyach of being ma'achid, Klal Yisrael, and it was a koyach of ichud of all the doyers of Klal Yisrael together. So that's what the Bais Yankiv is marchiv. Well, let's see over here in the Meir Shaloyach, and see what he writes. He writes like this. Azen nemole de matasapa, achein heve Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu understood. Ki u makas arba, why? Ki ba'arba nimtze midi toive. In makas arba, there's a midi toive, there's a good midi. Like the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Melech ain la Arba. There's no Melech. Arba doesn't have a king. All animals, there's a head. Arba, there's no head. Yotze choyte tfule. They all go together. Haynu b'pnei sheyesh b'em achtus ve'ahave. V'chein ain tzich in the Melech. They don't need a Melech. They don't need a king. Because they have achtus. Ki starchas ha-melechum b'pnei sheyein achtus b'em b'nei yodom. The only time you need a king, so there's no achtus. You need a king that is in control of everybody, make sure that everyone's together. The min of Arba ain't b'em shum sinne, v'chein lo yiftar ha-melech. There's no sinne, they're all together, they're all mochid, v'chein lo yiftar ha-melech, they don't need a king. The kasha heve mi Hashem yizborach, sheim atzim u'milochem u'v'yisnu zeh zeh. The Shabbat on the Sukkot of Eibishtet, that the Makkah that's going to come upon them right now is going to be a Makkah that's going to be goyrim. They should fight amongst themselves. Oz Haven ki yotza b'poyel b'oilom al makas arbe. It has to be that the Makkah of Arba is going to come attack the Mitzrayim. Why? Because the Makkah of Arba is connected to the Min of fighting amongst themselves. That's the word by Mitzrayim. Even people that you usually trust, they're going to be boigid. It's going to be sin amongst them. The makkah of Arba is a makkah. The bitzad echrod, they're mochet. The koich of achdus, and that koich was given over to the yidden. Also the bincho ben bincho, koich of achdus. But at the same time, the makkah of Arba, which is achdus, brought about hefsted and destruction by Mitzrayim. So the Bezyankiv writes that whenever you have destruction, whenever you have hefted and the loss of money, a loss of everything, that brings sin between people. I say to Bezyankiv. Bezyankiv writes that as long as the plate is full, as long as people have food and they have money, then everyone's bachtis. Everyone is fine. Everything is good. When problems start and people lose money and people don't have food, then all of a sudden you have fights amongst people. If there's enough for everyone, no one's fighting. The only time there's a fight is when there's not enough. But the Makas Arbe, by destroying all the Yevul, the whole crop of Mitzrayim, they brought about the Gevaldige Hefzit and the Gevaldige Piluk, Sinner, and fights amongst the Mitzrayim. So at the same time, the Makas of Arbe brought Achtas by Yidden, and they brought Hefzid and Machloikis and Sinner and Begida by Mitzrayim. Because every single Makkah was Noguv Rafu. It brought about the Koyach, was Machlish the Koyach HaKlipe, and was Machazik the Koyach HaKdusha. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu understood from the Hedgish, the Hadgosh, the Siyanki writes this. Well, the man that's happened, Bozen and Bincho, Ben Bincho. Asia says, a lot of Mitzrayim over here, the Abitur was Madgish, and you're going to give it over to your children and to your grandchildren. Why? Because your children and your grandchildren is the koyach of achdus ichud adoyrus. Ichud adoyrus. And that's a koyach that the Makas Arba brought about to the Yidden. And this is the first time the Abishah told Moshe Rabbeinu these nekudas. It's because by Makas Arba, the Makas Arba brought about these things. Sai mitzad the first pasuk, l'mash hisi yoysoy se'elu b'kir boy. And sai the second pasuk, l'mash asapi b'oz nevincho ben bincho. It's going to be bincho ben bincho. The hepech that it says by Mitzrayim later on. The hepech from that pasuk by Mitzrayim is going to be something that all generations, no one saw anything, and it's going to be about to get pilug by a pilug amongst Mitzrayim until it brought about the destruction of Mitzrayim. But the Yidden is going to give them a gevaldig koyach of ichud, a gevaldig koyach of achdus, and the koyach of bimachad all the Yidden tachas digloy shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Which is the koyach of Makas Arbe. Arbe is the koyach of Ma'achit. If you get a chance, you look through the Besyankov over here, and Oyschot Beis, and Oyschot Dalit, the Gevaldig Shtiklach, and the Imam Shmaz, but this whole thing over here. We'll just say over one more part of what the Besyankov writes over here. He writes also in the Chedik of Nogu Verofa, he writes that the Meshloach writes that Makas Arba doesn't need a melech, doesn't need a king. Why? Because all together. He says Mitzrayim after Makas Arba didn't either need a king. You know why? Because it didn't help the king anymore. The Pirud, the fights that happened amongst Mitzrayim after that, even the king didn't help. Even Pari couldn't help. You see that the Chedik of Melech, we find that the Holy Tzias Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Paro the whole time is that the Yidden had to go in Mitzrayim to bring karbonis, man tavdenes al dikim al hora hazeh, to be oyved Hashem in the midbar. That was the whole word. There should be a melech, there should be a kabbalas oyim al shemayim. That was the whole time when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Yidden, was telling Mitzrayim, Paro, that they have to go out to serve Hashem, right? So the Yidden through Makas Arba were in the schazik in the koyach ha'achtus, with a melech upon them. The koyach ma'achid tachas diglos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mitzrayim was fakert. The Makas Arba brought about that they should lose a yecholus of the melech being able to have shlit over them. The melech had no shlit over them anymore. There was so much fight. The whole country was in a turmoil because no one had any food, no one had anything. Everyone was fighting around. And even the melech didn't help anymore. He says the zelu mazeh that happened in Makas Arba was that the koyach melech, the koyach of Kabbalah's oil malchus shemayim by Yidden was neschazik, and the meluchah of Paroi was niftar, was lost, because the meluchah of Paroi didn't even help for all the fights that happened amongst the Yidden. So the Makas Arba brought the zelu mazeh. It was magbi the koyach hakedusha, and was machlish the koyach haklipe. That's the shtick over here.
Okay. Why again? What did Moshe Rabbeinu understand from Laman Tisaper that it's Makas Arba?
The fact that the Eibishter mentioned Bosne Bincho Ben Bincho, he mentioned the generations. He understood that the Makas is going to be a Koyach HaMa'achit between Yidden and between all the Doyers of Klal Yisrael. The Koyach HaMa'achit, which is Makas Arba. Sai, he understood that it's going to be a fight Bekirboy amongst the Mitzrayim. Mm-hmm. Sai, it's going to be Ma'achit by the Yidden. He understood this Makas Arba, which is on one hand it's going to be a ma'achad by the Yidden, and on the one hand it's going to be
why is it ma'achad the Yidden again?
Why no? Arba is bechlal. Arba is ma'achad. Arba is a mid of achdus.
Why is it ma'achad the Yidden?
What? One more time.
You said it's ma'achad the Yidden.
It brought Achtus to the Yidden. Not the Makas Arba is a mid of Achtus. Arba is Achtus. The symbol of Arba is Achtus. Like the Mishloach writes, they don't need a melech because they're all Mocha together. So, but the Arba coming to Mitzrayim, it brought chaos amongst Mitzrayim, and it brought their Mida to the world, to the Yidden. The Yidden nashed, so to speak. They nashed from the Arba. They got the Mida of Achtus that the Arba brought. The Yidden got that Koyach of Achtus from the Arba. The Arba is a Metzias of Achdus, that's what Arba is all about. So by the Arba coming to Mitzrayim, they wiped out Mitzrayim, but to the Yidden, what did they give? They didn't come to the Yidden, they didn't destroy by the Yidden, but they gave to the Yidden a chizuk in the middle of Achdus. That's what the Mesiankiv writes.
Right.
You can take a look at the Mesiankiv if you want. Chav Beis and Chav Dalet. It's two Chav Beis, the first Chav Beis. It's two Oisiyas Chav Beis.
It's one it's
Chav Beis and Chav Dalet. Okay, yeah.
On the bottom by this Bessianka, the Aleph, it's called the Drushus Ezes Kahanim. So I never heard of the Sefer.
It's a Talmud of Meish Leich and the Bessiankiv.
Yeah?
I got to look it up before to see if he adds anything specific. Just bring down the stickle. He has a whole stickle Torah based on this. His own thing. Okay. It's a ganze stickle Torah.
The guy that used to come.
The Mard, he was a rav in the city of Mard.
I would say again. I have no idea about it. Probably.
I have it over here. I just had it over here before. I just put it back.
Let me just ask. Just a quick question. Quick question. This that the vort you said about three doyrus. So that. Yeah. The Zeta Ein Doyme Ria Shviel Ria, right?
Right, yeah.
And I understand the war and I understand how that's the mice from before the war. So, but how can the Torah mon that in general when it only works for one generation? Once the Torah's not around, you can't, like Lamarshall, we want to tell over. We heard from our tatas how it was in the Haim, but
yeah. But listen, five of them. I would like to tell you that you could tell over to your Aniklus things that your children didn't see. Plenty of things from your generation that are not around anymore.
No, but the Torah seems to say this was aside from Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Zedish is
something that's true. It's true, but something that can be applied always. Every single dur, as the durs go further and further, there's missing things. The Zaydis are always saw more than what the next generation is going to see. It's a fact. It's a material.
They're closer to it.
What?
All right, I hear. Do you hear what I'm asking?
I hear what you're asking. Yeah, I hear what you're asking. But it means Bosnia Mincha Ben Mincha. The Nekuda is that the Abish told Moshe Rabbeinu that your generation is going to be able to give over to the grandchildren more than what their fathers are going to be able to give over. About this, it's going to come to a stop when that generation is going to disappear.
Right.
Then it's finished. But it's still, you have a chiv to give over. As long as you're alive, you have a chiv to give over to as many generations as you can. I'll tell you over quickly another word from the Rebbe's Chaim Brocha. this week's parasha, Markas Choshech, it says, Nete Yodcha Al HaShemayim, V'hi Choshech Al Eretz Mitzrayim. It says, Nete Yodcha Al HaShemayim, above the sky. So the Rebbe Chavruch is asked the question, what's Prat Al HaShemayim? Why is Loshna Al HaShemayim above the sky? El HaShemayim. Moshe Ben didn't raise his hands above the sky. He lifted it up towards the sky. El HaShemayim. What's Al HaShemayim? He said over that the story of Pinchas Ben Yoyer. Pinchas Ben Yoyer was going to Pinyan Shvuyim, and he came to Anor, to a river, and the river didn't want to split. He said, "I'm going to Pinyan Shvuyim." So he says, "What do you mean? You're going to Pinyan Shvuyim? You're a Sofik. You'll succeed." I'm a vadi be mekayim b'rotzna Hashem. Pinchas Ben Yoyer was goyze. If you don't split, I'm going to be goyze upon you. You should dry out. So Achaz Chaim asks, "Understandish? Well, why is he had a timer? He's a vadoi oisir etzayin Hashem." Look, Achaz Chaim, Pinchas Ben Yoyer was coming with a koyach mesiras nefesh. A koyach mesiras nefesh is bigger, even if it's a sofik, because the mesiras nefesh is a vadoi, and that's stronger than a vadoi etzayin Hashem. Mesiras nefesh. Moshe Rabbeinu was coming to Mishane, say the brachos over here. He was making makas choshech in the middle of the day. Makas choshech. So they said, "Achaz Chaim, we have a tzibui from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to have light now. Who are you to come and change?" I can tell you, Chalas Shemayim, Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his hands above the sky. He was able to change the Ma'aseh Bereishis with one taina. Which taina? The taina of Mesiras Nefesh. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesiras Nefesh for Klal Yisrael from the beginning already. He didn't have to be with the Yidden Bechlal. He was with Paro. He was perfectly fine by Yar Besav Loisam. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesiras Nefesh for the Yidden. And that koich of Mesiras Nefesh gave him a koich to be Mishane the Ma'aseh Bereishis when the Eibishter told him to. Okay.
So how do you see that in picking up the hands? Lamal Mishmayim, where do you see that?
Allah Shemayim means that he was able to lift his hands above the sky. It means to overpower the koyach of the Shemayim. Shemayim wanted to continue shining light. Moshe Benu lifted his hands. Allah Shemayim doesn't mean literally Allah Shemayim. It means that his koyach was stronger than the Shemayim, was above the Shemayim, the koyach of Mesiras Nefesh. Yeah, another teretz also, but that's already okay.